One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. The game starts here.
What's up, Tiger fans? Welcome to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I am the Corey C. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You do not want to miss a single upcoming episode. So subscribe on YouTube. You can find us on the Apple Podcast app. You can find us on Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Just be sure to follow the show and tell every Tiger that you know. And remember, when you support Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, it all helps the cause, which is the I love Jackson State University. And I'm back with another student athlete football signee. He's a three-time first-team all-region pick and a first-team all-state selection as well, coming out of Creekside High School in Big GA, offensive lineman Brian Bam Williams Jr. Welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you.
How you doing, man? Long time coming, man. We've been waiting to have you on the show.
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Congratulations. I mentioned those accolades, so congratulations on the success you had, and congratulations on becoming a Tiger.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, let's start with a fun fact, man. Give us something, man. Tell us something about yourself. Nothing football related. Let's get off the field. Give us an interesting fact, something that may catch us off guard, something funny, something embarrassing, whatever.
Let's see. Actually, when I got a long time, I tend to like go fishing with my granddad, and I usually don't catch nothing, but I still go just to have fun, spend time with my granddad.
Oh, that's cool. So you're not just sitting there, you're actually trying to fish, but you can't get nothing on the hook.
Nothing on the hook.
So it's really just spend time. Okay. Why is it, man? You gotta fix that, man. You can't go out there and just be, you know, rolling donuts. We call them rolling donuts. You come up with a zero.
I don't know. Maybe it's my fishing spot. Maybe I gotta find me a new spot or something.
Gotcha. All right. Well, get with Coach TC Taylor, man. He's the fishing expert. Good old country boy out of Magnolia, Mississippi. So he can show y'all the spots and give you some pointers.
Yeah, I seen.
Yeah. All right, no doubt, man. Another fun fact that I like is the name. Bam. That's interesting. So give us the background on that. How'd you get that nickname? You probably had it since you were a baby.
No. Going into my freshman year of high school, I forgot what team was playing against, but we had Thor interception, and I had ran down the field, and I like just dropped my shoulder, and I knocked somebody's helmet off, and ever since then, I just been bam.
Oh, okay. I like that. So it's football related. Okay.
It's football related.
So it kind of stuck. So you like that name, huh?
I love it. It's going to stick with me forever.
All right. So we're going to get into all that, man. Let's take it back, though, man. You talked about high school. What grade were you in when that happened, you said?
Ninth grade.
Okay. So you talked about high school or ninth grade. So let's start right there, man. Let's start with that Creekside High School team, man. That team was loaded, man. Had a lot of talent, several D1 players. So tell me about that team and some of the former players who have gone on to play college football.
That wasn't my first high school's team. I started at Banneker, but transferring from Banneker to Creekside, it was a huge difference. The team, everybody wanted to win. Everybody wanted to dominate. Everybody wanted to play the next level. So everybody was out there executing, having fun, and dominating, and being the best we could possibly be.
Who are some guys on there? We know one guy you're going to name.
Travis Terrell Jr.
Yeah, but I know it was a couple, right?
Yeah, we got Travis Terrell. He's here at Jackson State. We got Makai Baru, the University of Florida, Vincent Berry, Shane Kelly, Norfolk State, Kevon Gray, Virginia, Roger McQuarrie, Grambling State University. We got to see them. We've been talking about that game for the longest. Who else? Ricky McQuarrie, his twin brother. He's going to Emory and Henry. Shamon Johnson, Troy University. Caleb Holmes, University of Pittsburgh. Jordan Cardenti, West Carolina University. We got a couple more guys.
All these guys on the team last season?
Class of 24, yes, sir.
Wow, man. That team, like I said, man, that team was loaded. We know about Travis. We want to hear you talk about him. But Shamon Johnson, he came on a visit. We had him on Tiger Talk. We thought we had him. He basically said he was coming with y'all. What happened, man? You lost that? You lost out?
I lost him.
You brought Travis with you. What happened, man? We got to catch
him. I don't know. Eastern Michigan got him. And he didn't end up going there. I thought I had him. We were this close to having him. But, you know,
Eastern he said Michigan he was bringing y'all with him. Like it was his thing. So, man, it's all good, though, man. We're happy to have you, too, man. Tell us a little bit about Travis. Ape.
When Travis first transferred in from Mays, I didn't really know what to expect from him. But when he came in, he automatically came in and dominated. He fit in perfectly with the elite squad that we already had. And I feel like he was the best player in our region. And he made our team better. He was a huge part of why we made it to state.
Yeah. Yeah, you talk about going to state, man. There's a lot of competition over there in that area. Yeah. Your team was loaded. Is that normal for the teams that y'all were going up against, the teams that y'all faced, that they have as much talent as y'all, as many future college players? Let's talk about that competition level.
They didn't have as many college prospects as us, but I just feel like we underestimated them and they wanted it more than us. I don't think they were better than us. I just feel like they prepared better and they wanted it a little more than we wanted it.
Gotcha. All right. Learn and listen, man. You live and you learn, right?
Live and learn.
All right. So let's talk about JSU, man. When did JSU come into the picture and how did JSU get into the picture?
Jackson said, Coach J.O., he's not here no more. Right. But he had came to my high school.
Can you pronounce his last name?
Onyebuagu.
That's close. That's good. Go ahead. I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
He had came to my high school. He was in my head coach first room. And he had said he watched my film. And he said I fit in perfectly for what Jackson State was looking for. And now that I'm here, I see that how I play fits in perfectly for what Coach TC and the rest of the coaching staff is looking for.
Okay, so did he recruit Travis too when he was there, or did Travis is a position coach? I know Travis plays a couple positions, but did someone else recruit Travis, and who got offered first? How did that come about? Do you remember?
I got offered first. I committed last June.
Okay.
But I think Coach O offered Travis.
Okay. Did he know that you had committed, or had that been a conversation, or no?
Yeah, it was a conversation. Like, when I found out he got the offer, I was just, like, whispering slight hints to him. Mm-hmm. Like, we was at practice, we'll square like, we could take this to Jackson State with us, and he'll just laugh. And when I got him here on the official visit, and he liked everything that he seen, I got him locked in. We got him locked in.
Yeah, y'all came on that visit together, right? I remember taking the pictures. I remember seeing the pictures together.
Yes, sir. We came to the Alcorn State game.
Okay, talk about the visit, man. What did you see? What did you do? What did you like?
The first thing I like is how the crowd interacts with the team. I can see that the crowd would do any and everything for Jackson State football team. Then what else? The facilities were—that's not what I was expecting to see at an HBCU.
Okay.
The facilities were great, and then Coach TC, him coming back to his college and giving himself to us was also a large part of why I came to Jackson State.
Mm-hmm. When did you make the decision? Did you make it on the visit? Did you go home and think about it? How'd that work?
I committed June 13th after a summer conditioning practice because I came to the spring game that year also.
Wow, okay.
And I just knew this where I had to be.
So you committed on June 13th, 2023?
Mm-hmm.
So basically 1 year ago, we're pretty much right back at June 13th. Wow. Right. So heading to your senior year, you already knew where you were going.
I already knew where I was going.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So, man, fast forward 1 year later, you're enrolled. So talk about that. what has it been like so far? Now, not we'll get to the football part. Just talk about transitioning to college.
Being away from home, 6 hours away from home, can't go home every weekend, see my mom. Like, they call me every day, but I don't feel like it's the same than being face-to-face with my parents, not being able to see my friends. It's a big change, but I'm starting to get used to it now.
Yeah, man, that's a big challenge, man. That's a big transition, being that far from home for the first. It's your first time being away from home this far and that definitely for this long?
Yeah, this is the first time.
Yeah, it's normal. And then you're already enrolling a lot of our, you know, your traditional college student who's not playing football, at least. They don't enroll until August, so they get that final summer with their family. Right. But you graduating, pretty much pack your bag. So it you'll be all right, man. It's just part of growing up, man. It's what you asked for, though, right?
It is exactly what I asked for.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
So do you have any, other than your teammates, do you know anyone in Mississippi, any family, friends from here? Had you even ever been to Mississippi before the Jackson State thing came into the picture?
I've never been in Mississippi before this.
Wow. Before the visit. Okay. All right. Ever. So definitely take some getting used to, right?
Yeah.
What's the biggest difference so far? Because you're in that Atlanta area, so they come to the Jack. What's the biggest difference?
The dry heat. Okay. It's nothing around. It's just nothing to do. So I just spend most of the time in my room, or I'd be in there playing a game with Travis or Kobe. You know who Kobe is?
Absolutely. Kobe Boykin. Come on now.
Yeah.
Kobe Paul. We got a couple Kobe. Which one?
No, I'm talking about Boykin.
You got to talk about Kobe Boykin, though. Yeah, I've heard you talk about Kobe Boykin. Yeah, man. I mean, hey, man, listen, man, these next 4 or 5 years, you know, this can catapult you to the next level, obviously. So, you know, you don't need a lot to do. You need the facilities. You need, right? That's the main thing. You need your coaching staff. You need your teammates. You need to hit your books. You need the classroom. That's all you need. Don't worry about all that other stuff, man. You hear on, it's business, right?
Right. Business is business.
So we talked about you coming from that Atlanta area. What did you know about Jackson State before being recruited? Had you, or were you familiar with the school or HBCU football?
I didn't know nothing about Jackson State until after Deion Sanders.
Okay.
But I knew about the HBCU life. Like, it was heavily influenced in my house because I'm the first, but my parents didn't want me to go to PWI. They was heavily influenced the HBCU route.
Okay. Any particular reason? Did they attend HBCUs, or they just felt that was in your best interest?
I'm the first. They just
okay. Oh, you're the first. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, it was a friendly gesture they had. They was like, you probably won't like the PWI, but now that I see like how HBCU really is, I feel like this HBCU is where I belong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not just any HBCU, you belong at Jackson State.
The Jackson State.
Get me right. The Jackson State. There we go. That's what's up, man. So, yeah, we talked about you being in that Atlanta area. So, have you seen the schedule, the football schedule? You know we got a game there this year, right?
What's that?
You didn't know we had a game in Atlanta?
Who we playing in Atlanta?
The Celebration Bowl.
Oh, okay. You got me right there.
You plan on being in the Celebration Bowl, right? Y'all plan on making it to the Celebration Bowl, right?
We plan on making it to the Celebration Bowl and winning.
Yeah, we count that as a game already. Yeah. So we'll be there. That's what we got to get back to it, man. We've come up short in recent years. So I know you and Travis and a couple other guys as well would love to play right there at home, right?
Right at home.
All right, man. Handle your business, and you guys will be there, and we can't wait to see it. All right, man. Let's get into your game, man. I caught a couple of those Creekside High School games last season. I saw you playing on both sides of the ball. Is that right?
You did.
Now, you were recruited as an offensive lineman. You're not trying to sneak over there on that D line with Coach James and go both ways, are you?
No, not yet. I got to learn the offense.
Okay, so how'd you enjoy the D line? Would you say that you're better at O line, or you like it better, or that's just where they recruited you at?
I feel like I'm better on O line, but I love defense. Like, mm-hmm. I just love making big plays and hearing my name called.
I mean, they call you Bam, so they had to put you on the D line, man, get some of them hits.
Right.
Absolutely. So what's that height and weight?
I'm 6'3", 340.
Okay. All right. Have you talked to the staff, Coach B, for your offensive line coach or TC about the ideal playing weight yet?
He said 325, and I'm working to get there right now. Change my meal plan up. Yeah, I switched my meal plan so I can get to the playing weight.
Yep. So your signing class, the freshman class at Jackson State, we talked about your high school senior class, how loaded it was, but this Jackson State signing class 2024 is special, man, especially along the offensive line. So talk about your guys, man. Antonio Ross, Kyson Berg, Mason Barden, Devin Love, Ziggy, man, the future looks bright. Talk about that bunch.
Man, these guys are absolute characters, especially Antonio. Mm-hmm. He's hilarious. Devin and Ziggy, Them two, they're hardworking. Who else we had? Kyson, Mason. They don't really talk. They grind. They don't talk, they grind. That's really it with all the freshman class. Like, we don't like to talk, we just grind. Like, we're all working, we're all trying to play.
Yeah, special group, man. We can't wait to see y'all grow and develop, man. Absolutely. And then I mentioned your offensive line coach earlier as well, Coach Manny Ramirez. He's a former pro, man. No one better to learn from than him. So I know you were recruited by J.O. And then obviously the change there. So we'll talk about meeting Coach Ramirez and how that's been going.
Coach Manny, I love Coach Manny. Coach, he's so honest. Like, he's going to be honest with you all the time. He's going to let you know when you're doing wrong. And he's not only going to tell you when you're wrong, he's going to compliment you when you're right. And when you need extra help, he's going to take the extra time out of his day to help you. Like, if you need help with the playbook, he's going to take that extra time. You need help with blocking scheme, he's going to help you with that. So, yeah, I love that about Coach Manny.
Mm-hmm. And then who are some upperclassmen? I know you just got there, but have you been able to identify any upperclassmen so far that you look up to as a leader? Maybe someone who's taken you, or even some other freshmen, you see them taking those guys under their wing just to kind of show you guys the ropes?
I got Evan Henry, Kirk Ford, and who else? That's really about them. Them my main two right there.
Okay. What are some things that they do or say to you?
They put in overtime work helping me perfect my craft. They let me know the little details that I'm doing wrong. When we're in film study, they tell me what I should and shouldn't be writing down. Like,
okay.
Yeah, that plays a big part, and they're very vocal in practice.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Nothing like having those vets, man. Nothing like having those vets getting you right, man. So that'll be you one day. So make sure you return the favor to the young guys when you get up there.
Yes, sir.
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, ranked in the top 5 for best online bachelor's programs. To learn more, visit asuonline.asu.edu.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
It's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
All right, we talked about transitioning to college earlier, so now let's talk about that football transition. You say it's hot, we get that, but other than that, how have those summer workouts been going so far?
I feel like I can compete with the other guys. I'm just as strong as everybody else. I might be a little faster than everybody else, just a little bit.
All right.
Just a little bit.
We got to see this. People come on here and talk. We got to see the video, though. So put that out on social media. Austin.
Yeah,
let's get it, Austin.
Learning the plays, that's really getting to me. Learning the plays, the calls, it's a lot of plays to remember. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
We love to hear it. And talk about that strength and conditioning program as well. I know that's a big change coming from high school. You talked about getting down to that playing weight and things like that. So what has it been like being in the college facility working out?
It's things that I've never done before. But once I see somebody demonstrate and do it for me, like do it first, I easily pick up what they're doing, and I'm able to execute the workout and add more weight and do it myself.
Yep. No doubt, man. I see you on social media a lot and, interacting with the fans, especially when you first committed signed. I saw a lot of interaction. So you talked about how the fans are in the game day setting when you came on an official visit, but talk about that interaction on social media, how they've shown you love and kind of embraced you and accepted you into the family.
Not even when I first committed. When I first received an offer from Jackson State and I tagged the school, like usually when I get an offer, I probably get like 20-something likes on Twitter. But like 30 minutes into the post, it's like I got 100 likes, 100 comments. I'm like, whoa, where are all these people coming from? And I just see the Jackson State fans in my comments. I was like, yeah, these are my type of people right here. They're very supportive.
Wow. Yeah, man, we got a crazy, crazy fan base, man. Would you say, and we talk to the fans about this all the time, the importance of that, would you say that plays a part, not saying that that's why you committed or signed, but would you say that players kind of factor that in and take that in consideration when the fans do that?
Most definitely. The fans are a big part of Jackson State's football program.
All right. So you have this platform. They're all watching, man. They finally got a chance to – they're finally getting a chance to see you and hear from you. So what do you want to say to the fans? What's your message?
I really appreciate y'all's support. And hopefully we can – no, not hopefully. We will be bringing y'all back 2 rings this season.
Okay. All right. And what's that social media for the ones who aren't following you? I see new_era56. Is that Instagram? Is that Twitter?
That's Instagram, and the Twitter is BamWilliams2024.
All right. There you have it. Bam Williams, man. Looking forward to seeing you play this season and looking forward to you winning that ring in your hometown in Atlanta later this year.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Be good.
All right.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.